te despegues de nuestra programación. Sigue con Encuentro Radio. Encuentro Radio es periodismo, derechos, igualdad, dignidad, mujeres, inclusión, masculinidad, arte, expresión, libertad, esperanza, cultura, ecumenismo, literatura, historia y análisis. Pero en realidad somos una gran familia. Bienvenidos y bienvenidas a Encuentro Radio. Comunícate con nosotros a través de nuestro WhatsApp 302-521-2342. Aquí comienza un programa de Encuentro Radio.
Communication.
Agriculture.
Education. Children.
Youth.
Health.
Migrants.
Climate.
Ministry.
Community.
Engaging.
Connecting.
Growing.
Real stories.
Real impact.
Open space conversations.
Every other Tuesday.
10 a.m.
Colombian time.
Unión Encuentro Radio.
Yay! Hello, friends, family, and new audience. Welcome to another episode of Open Space Conversations, a program organized by GMFs of the United Methodist Church, the cohort 2025 to 2027. And we are so honored to continue with this meaningful space where we can share our stories and our personal experiences as missionaries around the world. And as you might have noticed, we have a brand new intro for the program. And this mix was created with the collaboration of some Global Mission Fellows. So we want to take a moment to celebrate them. Let's give them a big warm round of applause. So, a special thanks to Esther Franco, Mr. Mirza Vivas, Solomon, Sam Rakumar, and also Hannah Reasoner for sharing their voices and being part of this amazing intro. So, this is our program number 5 of the year, and we are so happy to keep hearing all the great work our missionaries are currently doing in their places of assignment. And I'm so excited to hear what our guests have to share with us today. And I'm Natalie Monterrosa. I'm from El Salvador, and currently I'm reporting from the headquarters of CEPALC in Bogotá, Colombia. Actually, normally this program is hosted by Elhanna Reasoner and I, but she couldn't be with us today, so there's going to be only the three of us today. And I'm saying three because we have two more guests. And we are joined by two inspired Global Mission Fellows serving in different parts of the world. And we have Sambor and Bongai. Sambor Ban, who is originally from Cambodia, and is currently working in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And Bongai, she is from Zimbabwe, and she's currently working on Angola. And we're so glad to have you both with us today. And I know we're all excited to know more about you and what you're doing. So please take a moment to introduce yourselves. And Bongai, please, you can start.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
My name is Bongai Vekesai. I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm a Global Mission Fellow serving in Angola with West Annual Conference of Angola. I am serving as a health program assistant with the health department. So my work involves supporting the community at the church. I help plan, implement, and monitor health initiatives that run through the church. I'm also working with the women's department and the youth as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Sambor, please.
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to my friends all over the world. So my name is Sambor Ban. I am originally from Cambodia, but now I am serving with the United Methodist Church in the Caribbean, St. Vincent, as a youth coordinator. So my daily work would be like just Bible study, reaching out to the youth with the community itself and also to the church as well. So I am happy to be here and I hope you enjoy and I'm happy to share further what I am doing here as well. Thank you so much.
Hello, do you hear me? Oh, okay, sorry. If you're tuning for the first time, Open Space Conversation is a program that has taken shape over the years. And in this season, led by our cohort, the 2025 to 2027, we're going to more a relaxed and interactive style where guests share their stories through an open and genuine conversation. So, as you listen, remember to, you can stay in touch with us by sending your messages or greetings and through Encuentros Radio social media and find us on Instagram at Cepalc, Encuentro Radio, and on Facebook as / Encuentro Radio, and or reach us via WhatsApp and +57 302 5212342. And today's conversation is a special one because our guests are currently serving in two impactful areas and different areas. So, and they have merged them into the theme serving the next generation, a shared mission of healing and hope. So that's an very important topic, and we are so excited to hear more about you. And now, Bongai, we are so glad to have you with us here. Please go ahead and start with this beautiful interview.
Once again, hello to everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you're listening from. I have Sambo here. Sambo, it's good to be talking to you today. This is us catching up from the last time we were together in Ghana. So could you please tell us about yourself a bit more so that we can get to know you more and let them know more about your work?
Yeah, thank you so much, Wangai. I'm happy to be with you as well. So yeah, I am Zambo again. So I am serving with the church in St. Vincent's. So with the church, so I work with the young people. Most of my time I need to travel to different places, meet young people, have activities, Bible studies, and sometimes I need to step off like a counselor just to sit down with them, listening to their stories, and sometimes it's just like to be relationship with them. So it's most of my work here. And also, I'm trying to reach out to the community as well by conducting some of the activities to reaching out to the youth in the community, because some of them, they are not willing to come to church. So even those here, the population here are majority Christianity. They are believe in God, but they don't really want to come to church. So it's something that I am trying, not to say that I am helping them to come to church, but it's just to get to know them and to motivate them, to encourage them to come to church. Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's great. You're doing a good job. Working with the youth can be a bit painful. So what are some of the challenges that you have encountered in your work while working with the youth?
Yeah, thank you. This is a powerful question. For me, to be honest, because I am Cambodian, language should be one of the barriers for me to build a relationship with them. Even though I have speak a little bit of English, but in here, they use English as their communication, but they have their own pronunciation and their own way of speaking. For example, we say, like, let us go to go somewhere. They don't really say, let us go. They say, la we go. I say, what is La Uyghur? I cannot understand them. And sometimes I say, La Wiener. La Wiener. What is La Wiener? I don't want to go. It's something that new for me, so I need to understand. I need to ask them, hey, sorry, can you say it again? What does it mean? So I think one of the barrier that I am facing now, so I need to learn in terms of English and also the local like slang of language dialogue that they are using for their daily communication. And another challenge for me in here, as I have been here like most, how many months? More than 4 months, 5 months. I think I can see that a lot of young people here are unstable in terms of their worries about their culture, another their future. So they're always like when they reach in the age of 20 or 20 plus, they need to move to another country looking for job or for another possibility that they can earn money. So there are a lot of things that are unstable, and that's why I need to step off like from my perspective. I need to come down with them, to sit down with them, to discuss and to give some of the advice for them as well. Because they kind of like trauma with them. So there are a lot of things that inside them. So that's why one of the challenges for me. And the last one in here I found is very surprise. For example, we set the day and time to do something. Like say 8 o'clock, we need to meet at the church. But they said 8 o'clock, we meet at the church. But they never come on 8 o'clock. They will come around 9 o'clock. So because for me, I feel like, why is you are keep delaying like that? Because for me, I like my character, we need to be on time sometimes. I'm not criticizing them, but it is something that I challenge. So I need to put down my expectation. I'm not to say that to change them, but I need to put down myself in another expectation. So this is one of my challenges. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So with these few challenges, I know you overcome them. So how do you build trust and mentor the young people that are maybe, for example, facing spiritual challenges or personal challenges, considering you are new there?
Yeah, thank you so much. I think this is one of the areas for us as a foreigner. I think relationship is one of the powerful to build trust with them. So how are we going to build trust? For myself, my experience, I need to spend time not to do much on the Bible study or to do like more biblical perspective. I just to sit down with them to listen to what there are challenges, what are the obstacles that they are facing in their life. So for me, I need to spend time not just only in the church, also to outside the church. We go for sport, we play some football together, and we do like hiking or just a community outreach. We work in the community. So I think by time we get to know each other, I think trust, the wall we can break very easily. So they openly to share with me. So I mean, like for another example, one of my youth during the Bible study, he always sit at the back. He don't want to come in front, and he kind of introvert. He doesn't want to share much. He just keep silent. But I try to figure out, try to sit down with him and try to make him feel that, oh, you have seen in here. You are not alone. You are not like unseen. So try to make him feel that. And then one day I was surprised. He come and talk to me. Hey, my brother, I want to talk to you. Can I share with you something, sir? And then I said, yeah, please come. I just sit down with him and he share openly about his family, about his feeling. So he opened everything, like you open the box so you can see what it inside, actually. So this is kind of very powerful, like spending time with them and like, be patient in listening to them here. Thank you.
Sambo, you seem to be having great experiences, great memories working with the youth. So how has this impacted you personally, your faith, spiritual growth?
Thank you so much. I think for me, as I have shared a short story about my young people as I experienced, so it was kind of my expectation was gone. I came thinking would be like I am the one giving them, or like I would be the one teach them, guide them, shaping them. But while I am doing that, I have discovered that I am receiving just as much as I do as well. So living and working in here have showed me that coming from a culture that measures success by productive and visible results, I have had to learn that ministry here is measured in presence, patience, and relationship. I have had to let go of my own timelines and trust that birth happens in God's time, not my mind, that have been happen humbly and freely. I have also been deeply shaped by resilience of the young people I serve. Many of them face challenges that would have overwhelming me and at the age, yet they show up, they worship, they serve, they still carry hope. Their faith is not a theoretical. It is forced in the real struggle being around that have depend my own faith in a way that a classroom or the comfortable setting never could. So I think for me, by doing this and see they are growing in terms of spiritual and relationship, it's kind of motivation for me to keep moving forward and also to learn from them as well. So as I have said, I'm not come here to give, to change, to teach, to guide, but also for me to learn from myself and from them as well, to grow from my spiritual and to connect to the people. Yeah.
We can't hear you.
Sambo, thank you very much for sharing your experience and how this journey has been for you. I don't know if this should be my last question looking at the time. So working with the church can require balancing, tradition, and innovation. And you are working with the youth. So how do you collaborate with the church to introduce a new youth initiative while ensuring that it aligns with the church values?
Yeah, thank you for the question. It's really a powerful question, and I love this question very much. I think for me, I mean, like as I have said, I am working with the church also, so I'm not alone, as I have my supervisor and other youth also working alongside with me as well. So I think for us, from generation to generation, is very fast. So that's why we are trying to reach out to them, to develop them, to equip them as much as we can. So how to initiate them in the way of spiritual for us? I mean, for myself, I just like, to be honest, maybe just simple way, we need to share our experience, our life to them, and to keep motivate them to engage in mission. Because in the Bible have said and told us we are part of the mission. So even like you think that you are just ordinary people, you are not the ministry, you are not a pastor, you are not a leader in the church, you no need to do any work sometimes, you feel that way. But we forget we are part of the mission. So sometimes it's just to help them to feel that mission is not myself alone. So all of us are part of mission. So this is something that we need to spend time with them and also to help to open their mind. because sometimes they never realize or acknowledging about this area. So I think for me, we are trying, try our best. I cannot promise I can help them all to understand about this area, but I am trying my best to help them to feel that way. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sambo. Natalie will kill me because of our time. So lastly, how can the listeners, people who are out there, support your work in mission?
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I think people, my friends, if you are listening here, you can support my work as a youth coordinator. I mean, like by the advanced, the official designer giving the channels of the youth, of the United Methodist Church, the advance connect individuals and churches with the mission projects and missionaries around the world. And it ensure that 100% of every gift goes directly to the intense ministry, not with no administrative cost deducted. So if you want to participate or engage or to come with my ministry, you can pray for me. I think one of the powerful, I really appreciate that, because your prayers is everything for me. And if you feel that you want to give financial support, you can go to the umzmission.org advance, and you can search my name for the advance number. So my advance number will be house 302-2864. Again, has 302-2864. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sambo. We'll hand over back to Natalie. It was great knowing more about your PA and how your journey has been. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And for those who may not be familiar with this advanced thing, this is a platform where you can support missionaries, and you can find every missionary there, and you can search it for the name or also with the number that the Sambor has given. But this is his number, but every missionary has his own number where you can support them. And not only them, because we are all part of a mission, as Sambo said. So you can support the mission of God. And thank you so much for sharing your story and insights with us, Sambo. That was very interesting, and I know that we can all relate with some things, with some cultural shocks, and also with the church, because that's the important thing, that we can... We don't only go to work, but we are going to get involved with the people, with the church, and with the community as well. So we're now moving into a musical break, and this time we'll be listening to Intentional by Travis Greene, a powerful reminder that God is always at work and in our lives, and everything he does has a purpose, even in the seasons we don't fully understand. So let's take a moment to listen and stay with us. We'll be back shortly with the second part of Open Space Conversations.
Never failing. All things are working for my good. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
working for me.
Okay, welcome back to Open Space Conversations. We are so excited to know more about each other's work as missionaries, because as we said before, even though we are all missionaries, we are working in so different environments, so different communities, and also different weathers, because we were saying that the weathers in our places of assignment, now it's so different than our home countries, and that hits a lot into our lives, into our daily routines. So now it's Sambor's turn to go with the interview and keep leading this program. So Sambor, you can go ahead with your questions, please.
Yeah, thank you so much, Natalie. Thank you for the floor. Wongkai, welcome back. And so my first question would be easy, I guess. So what does a typical day look like for you as a health program assistant in Angular? And how do you see your work connecting with the church missions? Because I think this is something that we want to know further about your work as well. Thank you so much.
Hi everyone, we're back. So some of my days differ, but typically my day starts with a prayer, and then from there we go down to work. So my work mainly involves administration work. I help plan, implement project programs for the church. I help monitor local initiatives that run through the church. My department plans most of the health activities across Angola for the UMC Church, as well as the mission office. So there's so much administration work. But however, there's also traveling. This is where we do community outreach, health promotion, health campaigns in the communities, be it in Angola, in Luanda, outside the capital, in different provinces. This is where I travel. So that's basically my day, depending on which day you catch me. So how my work connects with the mission, with church. So my work revolves around the church's mission. As you know, the church is the most trusted institution that is in the communities that I work with. So we use the church networks to pave way for us to work, so that it's easier for us to share health information, host vaccinations, fairs, screening dates, and support families. I can also say caring for people's physical health opens doors to meet spiritual needs too. So as we serve respectively people will see Christ's love in action, and the church does provide a practical framework and a spiritual framework that is compassion, dignity, and the love. Thank you.
Wow, wow. Amazing, amazing. Yeah. Another question for you. What are some of the biggest health challenges you see in the communities you serve, and how do you approach sharing health information in ways that respect local cultures and faith traditions?
Having been in Angola for 6 months now, there are quite a number of health challenges that I have encountered, but most of them, they are preventable diseases such as malaria, cholera, and respiratory diseases. These come mainly, I can say, from the environment. That is, Angola is hot, it has high temperatures, and the population is high. It is about 33 million people, so you find that these diseases easily spread, and the temperatures as well make it conducive for mosquito breeding. But not forgetting there are other health challenges such as maternal and health problems. There's also limited access to clean water in some communities that are visited. There is also gaps in health information. Just to add on some of the challenges, Angola is one of the most expensive countries in the Southern African part. So it's quite expensive to access medical care for other people, especially when you go out in the outskirts in the rural areas of Angola. But that doesn't hinder us from offering the little help that we have. So when it comes to sharing information respectively, so the most important thing that you have to do is listen. You have to listen to the people. So how do we do this? When we go into the field and we're doing community outreach needs assessment, that's when you get to know what people are experiencing and how the community is faring. And then you go back to the drawing board. You see how you can come up with initiatives to help them. Like I mentioned earlier, that the church creates a path for us. We use the church's networks. So when we share information, we usually use the church's facilities. So we go talk to the youth leaders, the pastors. They help us plan the events so that we are able to deliver the information to the right recipients. For example, women's programs, like I mentioned, I also work with the women's department, so we talk to them. They help us plan events that are for issues that affect the women, then the youth, so that we share information that is memorable and helps solve these health issues. Thank you.
Wow, amazing. I enjoy listening to your work's experience. It was inspiration to me very much. By the way, because I don't know, I forgot to ask you as well, what language they are using over there? And do you learn some of the new words or something that you feel that you want to share with us?
So Angola speaks Portuguese. I'm actually learning Portuguese. For example, if I want to say good afternoon, you say boa tarde. Good night. It's nice. There are a lot of words that I've learned so far, and I'm looking forward to showing off when I meet other Portuguese speakers.
Wow, amazing, amazing. Language is my challenge as well. So, maybe you share with us, one moment that kind of you remember, or maybe it's kind of cultural shock when you encounter, when you arise in your place of assignments?
I have had quite a number of culture shocks, but the first one was the very first day I arrived in Angola. So the church driver came to pick me from the airport, there was no conversation because of the language barrier, and they took me straight to the mission office. And the mission president greeted me. In Zimbabwe, we greet with handshakes, but in Angola, they greet with hug and kisses on the side cheeks. I was shocked. Like, we're meeting for the first time. This guy is hugging me and he's kissing my cheeks. I was shocked. But I'm like, okay, this is what's here. I just thought maybe it's him being excited. And after meeting more people, I realized that's how it is in Angola. So now I'm even used. When you meet me the next time, you better expect that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was one of my culture shocks when I got to Angola.
Wow. I also, when I arrived here, because in my culture, we all use, we cannot hug, like, for example, you are female and male, we cannot hug when we meet. So, but here, most of the people, they come and hug me, and especially for the elderly, they hug me and they kiss me, like, I'm not saying I feel uncomfortable, but that's not something I'm not accustomed to. I feel like I'm very shy at that time. So like, oh, you kiss me. something that is new for me to learn. And then by now, I feel like it's okay. I got accustomed to it. So I try, yeah. Yeah, thank you so much, Bongai. And we enjoy hearing your experience, your challenges, your work, whatever you have done. So my last question, so how can people, whether through prayer, partnership, or the advance support your health ministry you are doing in Angola, so how can the people support you? Yeah.
There are various ways that people can support me and support my work. The church mainly depends on grants and donations, so that's one way they can support my work. And also for me personally, your prayers, people can support me through prayers, praying for good health, for more openings, for more initiatives, for our projects to have impact wherever we are. And you can also support me when you go on the UMC page, umcmission.org. When you type or search my name, you'll be able to donate there. Or you can use my advance number. It's 3022859. That's my advance number.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. I hand over to Natalie.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing your stories. That was very, very interesting. And I have one more question for you both. So what is something that you find exciting about your places of assignment? Or do they have something that you don't have in your home countries or something like that? Well, I can start because here in Colombia, they have a lot of, well, the weather is very cold, so I am not used to that kind of weather in my country, but I find exciting that I can wear a lot of a lot of sweaters every day, because in my country, I didn't even had sweaters because we don't need them. But here it's like a completely different style of living, I think. What about you?
I think for me, I put like this is something new for me. Transportation is new for me. So like I always take a van, a small bus to work in the office. So whenever I was on the van, the music is super loud for me. So like I need to use my earplug. I need to use my headphone to cover my ear because the music is very, very loud for me. And another surprise for me, I think there's something that I need to learn is to how is it? They're not really eating rice in here.
Oh.
So they eat bread most of their dinner or like breakfast. But for us, rice is everything. We need to eat rice. So I need to learn to eat bread, but I'm trying to eat rice and not to eat bread. So I need to learn to eat bread sometimes as well.
You know about that, here is completely different because here they eat a lot of rice, but in my country we don't eat too much rice. I have to get used here to eat rice. Okay, Bongai, what about you?
So for me, transport as well, sample. So for short distances, that they use motorbikes here a lot, and we don't have those in Zimbabwe. And I'm sure if my mother is listening right now, she wouldn't be happy with me riding on the motorbike, but it's exciting. That was one of the things that I've been enjoying, and I'm not going to tell her. Then the other thing is going to the beach. We don't have a beach in Zimbabwe. Our country is landlocked. So every chance I get, I am by the beach swimming. There, it's so exciting. It's refreshing considering how hot Angola is. So that has been some of the exciting things that I've experienced here. But one more thing, the eating styles in Angola. They use fork and knife to eat everything. Where I come from, we use hands. They have a food called funch. In Zimbabwe, we call it saza. Some call it fufu, depending on where you are from. We eat with our hands, and here you use a fork for everything. I've found it, the food doesn't taste the same when you're using a fork and knife. So when I'm in my house, I use my hands, unless when I'm in public. Yeah,
I can relate with that, because in El Salvador, our national dish is pupusas. We eat it with your hands. So I miss that feeling of eating with my hands too. Well, so thank you so much for sharing your experiences and stories with us today. And to everyone listening, thank you for being with us. And we're getting close to the end of today's program. But before we finish, we will take one last musical break, and this is Living Hope by Phil Wickham, and a great reminder of hope that we have in Christ and the new life we find in Him. So let's take a moment, and we'll be right back.
Between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven.
To take a moment to thank our guests, Bongai and Sambor, for being with us today and for sharing their stories so openly. It's been a real joy having you here with us. So before we close, we'd love to give you both a moment to share any final thoughts or send your greetings to our listeners and say goodbye to them. You can start if you want, Bongai.
Oh, thank you, Natalie. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us today. And to our listeners, thank you for your time. And I hope the little we shared can make a difference in your lives as you get to know us more. Please continue praying for us in mission. And I think that's all I can say from me. It was a pleasure being here and sharing my experience. Thank you.
Thank you. Sambo?
Yeah, thank you so much, Natalie. And thank you to my brothers and sisters around the world as well. So your time is meaningful for me, and I really appreciate for your time to listening to our experience and our ministry here as well. So I really appreciate that. And also your prayer and your support is is meaningful for us as well. So please continue to pray for us as we continue to serve in here. We have many things to go along the way as well. So please continue to pray alongside with us, and also we will continue to pray for you as well. So continue to grow and to connect and to engage with mission together. We see different and we serve differently. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And to everyone tuning in from different parts of the world, thank you for being with us today. And this space truly comes to life because of you. And all of shout out to all of our GMF friends to all around the world, because this space is created for this, for sharing our stories and feeling related each other, because we have a lot to share. And remember, you can catch us every other Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. Colombian time on EncuentroRadio.com, and also in TuneIn. And we're so excited to keep these conversations going and continue building this community together. And as 2 days ago we were celebrating Easter Sunday, we'll close today's program with Alive by Hillsong John and Free, remembering that we are serving a God that He is alive and He remains forever. Until we meet again, may you go with peace, stay encouraged, and keep sharing hope with wherever you are. Goodbye for now. Thank you so much. Your son.